Lucy, meeting Jack.
Would you like a bag?
I look at all the items on the counter as the guy by the till waits for me to answer. Milk, bread, a jar of peanut butter, the expensive organic one with crunchy bits, a pack of 6 eggs, the cheap ones that seem unbranded, toothpaste and a pack of 20 Supermax tampons. Oh, and the most important pack of 6 Corona Extra Premium lager bottles.
Hello?
Shit. I don't think I have enough money to pay for all this. Sorry, yes, hold on. How much does this all come to again? The expression on his face as I ask, I can tell he's getting annoyed.
£24.05. If you want a bag, it's 5 pence per bag.
Crap. I knew I should have popped into the supermarket on the way home rather than use this corner newsagent grocery store. They always overcharge. Can I leave the peanut butter, please, and have 1 bag? No, 2 bags, please. I glance to my left, over my shoulder. The tall, broad-shouldered builder waiting with his wallet in one hand and pack of Jaffa cakes in the other. I flash a smile, but he isn't having any of it. I better keep my head down, fill the bags, pay with my coins, and get out of Dodge. Thank you. At least I leave politely. I hope these bags last. The weight of the beer bottles seems to be too much for the plastic handles digging into my fingers as I get out onto the street. Fuck me, it's cold. Another winter trying to get through with my old coat and hoodies. When indoors, I can get away with wearing a couple of hoodies to keep me warm and not use the heating. Anything to keep the bills at bay during these tight times. But outside, in public, I attract a few interesting stares when I tried the same thing with the double hoodie attire. Being 5'0" in height and slim as a beanpole, I must have looked like a right twat walking around like that. Either that, or people took me for a criminal, drug addict, street working class girl, or anything in between. Nothing like a good old stereotype to get the real community spirit going.
Do you need a hand with those?
Fuck! I drop the bags on the pavement as I feel a tap on my shoulder. Oh, and I swear out loud for half the street to hear. There's something to ponder. Why do swear words come out like a reflex when something bad or unexpected happens? We don't say, oh dearie me, or isn't that unfortunate when we drop our shopping bags? Nope, we shout, fuck! Oh, I'm so sorry. I recognise this boy who's now scrambling to put all my shopping contents back into the bags. I didn't mean to freak you out. I was asking if you needed help with the bags, and it seems I've made a mess, he says, rushing his words out as fast as his hands are grabbing the contents of my weekly shop. My hoodie falls over my eyes as I bend down to check on the pack of eggs. Through the corner of my eye, I can see him grab the packet of tampons and take a moment to stare at the packaging. Don't worry, you won't catch anything from touching the packet. I take it you have no sisters? Eventually, I manage to pull my hoodie back and could see this person kneeling down on the pavement beside me. Messy blonde hair fell over his forehead and into his blue eyes. He wore a tartan scarf round his neck and a sensible winter coat that zipped up to his chest, which made me instantly jealous as I was freezing. Was that a slight blush to his cheeks I just noticed as our eyes met?
Jack.
What?
Jack. My name's Jack.
Well, Jack, nice to meet you. I've never shaken someone's hand with tampons in the middle before, but I suppose there's a time for something new every day. Oh, damn, I suppose I need to introduce myself also. Lucy.
Why is my voice all of a sudden more high-pitched than normal?
And I need to stand up. My knees are starting to ache down here on the pavement. Good. Thankfully, he looks to be moving to stand.
I hope the eggs are okay.
Nice of him to ask and show care, but I'm more concerned about my precious bottles of beer.
So, Lucy short for Lucinda? Lucille?
Nah, don't think my rents were that imaginative. Just plain old Lucy, I'm afraid.
Rents?
Oh dear, the puzzled look on his face. He's definitely not a streetwise guy.
Rents as in parents.
Sorry, my slang comes out now and again. Oh, he smiles at that comment. Not a great smile. Teeth slightly chipped away and the gap with the front two top teeth is a bit too wide.
You live round here?
Jack makes a gesture with his eyes to indicate the area in general around him. Like I'm supposed to read into all of his facial expressions on the first meeting. He's not that much taller than me. Well, maybe 5'5 or 5'6 at the most. Yeah, a couple of streets over that way. You? Why am I standing here having a conversation with this guy who's still holding the pack of tampons, by the way? Shall I take those from you?
Here, throw them into this bag.
Thanks. Yeah, well, not exactly right in this area. About 10 minutes or so away.
Now he looks lost without holding anything in his hands and is shifting from foot to foot. Maybe he is a drug dealer, acting all suspect, rather than me being the suspect-looking one.
Well, Jack, thanks for trying to help. I better get going.
Oh, where's that smile and slight blush on his face? Does this dude like me?
Coffee! Excuse me? I mean, would you like to go for a coffee sometime? With me, I mean.
So, I give him credit for asking me. Then I give him credit for making it clear that he was asking me to go to coffee with him, as opposed to going to coffee by myself or with someone else. Well, whatever this is, I need to get these shopping bags indoors, because all this Jack is doing right now is making my tiny hands ache. Strange, but yeah, sure, why not? So, Jack, do you have a way of me contacting you?
Yeah, I can give you my number. Shall I, write it down?
I watch as he rummages through his coat and trouser pockets to find something to note his number down on.
Results! I found a pen.
Here. Fish your favourite pack of tampons out of the bag and note it on there.